Let's see, where were we? Oh, yes, the Hoosegow Comforter. Mrs. Lester had hung it on the clothesline to air out, and I had made an amazing discovery that it contained 127 phantom ducks. I dived into the comforter, slashed it open with my teeth, and sent the phantom ducks flapping away in terror, scaring them so badly that they left all their feathers behind. I explained all this to my sister Maggie, who had turned in a bogus report to our mother, telling her that somebody had torn up Mrs. Lester's goose-down comforter. I stepped forward and gave my sister the facts in the case. Number one, it was a Hoosegow comforter, not a goose-down comforter. Number two, it had been invaded and taken over by a commando unit of phantom ducks. And number three, your brother took care of the situation all by himself. The comforter is now liberated. Mother and Maggie exchanged looks of surprise. Their gazes went from me to the pile of feathers and back to me. There was a long moment of silence. Then Ma's eyes rolled back in her head, which seemed odd. Maggie broke the silence.
"That was Mrs. Lester's expensive goose-down comforter, you meathead. It was filled with goose feathers, not ducks, and you've destroyed it."
But I thought Maggie was really mad.
"You've ruined my reputation. No one will ever speak to me again. I'll never have a date. I hope you're happy."
And with that, she burst into tears and ran off to the tool shed. Gee, what a weird girl. I mean, all of that over one blanket? Okay, maybe I'd made a small miscalculation, but... Hey, Ma, it was the chicken's fault. If she hadn't started pecking on the blanket, I never would have... How was I supposed to know it was filled with goose feathers? What a dumb thing to stuff inside a blanket. Ma placed a paw on my shoulder.
"Well, my boy, you've really done it this time. You've got about 30 minutes to clear out of here before Mrs. Lester finds your masterpiece. When she does, she's liable to take you straight to the dog pound."
I was, well, shocked. Dumbfounded. The dog pound? Hey, Ma, it was just a joke. I was playing around. She gave me a stern glare.
"Yes, and I've warned you about that. You played around once too often, I'm afraid. That was Mrs. Lester's best goose-down comforter. It cost $200.
"Yeah, but Ma, it was full of ducks. No kidding.
It was full of premium quality goose feathers."
"Okay, maybe there was a goose feather or two, but mainly it was full of... Ma, I'm sure I smell phantom ducks in there." Mother gave me a pat on the shoulder.
"Hanky, there comes a time in every family when the kids need to strike out on their own. That time has come for you."
"You mean... leave? Leave home? But Ma, I like it here."